Okay, before we introduce our guest speaker, let me give him a moment to catch his breath. A very busy schedule. I just want to share with you a very short idea. This year is the sixth year, the sixth yahrzeit of our chovei. What is the significance of 6 years? Parshas Behar, Pasuk says, Sheish shonin tizra esodecha, v'sheish shonin tizmar es karmecha. For 6 years you shall sow, and for 6 years you shall prune, and then v'osafta es tivuosa. And then you will gather in, you will harvest the produce. So, question in this pasuk, there's a grammatical difficulty with this pasuk. If you read the pasuk at face value, you get the impression that you will not be able to, there will be no harvest until after planting for 6 consecutive years. You will plant year 1, you will plant year 2, you will plant year 3, and each year you will prune, you will make sure there is nothing, there are no other impediments in the earth to prevent it from producing a quality crop. And then at the very end of 6 years, v'osafta, you will gather in your produce. It would appear that the pasuk would have been, it would have been clearer if the pasuk would have been constructed in a way where it would say in the beginning, tizra, you will plant and you will gather in, asoif, for 6 years. The fact that the pasuk says plant for 6 years and then at the very end harvest, of course we understand the pshuta shel mikra that after you plant each year there will be a harvest, but seemingly it should have been constructed in a way where it's clear that after every single year there is a harvest. Why is it constructed in such a fashion? So I'd like to suggest is that this pasuk is alluding to something else. There's a bit of a drush that's being hinted to in this pasuk. And that is, a human being is also a sade. In fact, Chazal tell us, there are many references to a human being part of a field. Ki ha'adam etz ha'sade. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took ofar min ho'adama, v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Man comes from the earth. And there are many parts to a human being. There are the bones, there are different parts of the body. The most fertile part of a human being, which is a product of the earth, is the mind. The mind is the sode of a human being. Man comes from the earth. Which earth? Different mamori chazal, the mizbeach, from the earth of the entire world. But the earth includes mountains, valleys, hills, fields, places that produce, peros. The mind is the sode. The mind is the makan that produces produce. Everything in the Torah, a human being, is a microcosm of the world. In the Torah is very clear that there are cycles of 7 years. Shemitah, the number 7, even days of the week. We work 6 days, Shabbos. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have 6,000 years. 7,000 years. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years is considered one day. We find in the Torah tells us, teaches us that the number 7 is a cycle of time. And we therefore have a right to assume that the mind also operates in the structure of the numbers 6 and 7. And thus perhaps what the pasuk is teaching us is that when a person experiences something that is significant, something that is challenging, that experience grows on him for 6 years. Shei shonim tizra esodecha. Our chover, Rabbi Akiva Shammai, was taken from us 6 years ago. It was a shock. After everything was said and done, although he was not conscious, but it was a shock. It had an impact upon all of us. And that impact grew, it percolated, it challenged us. It forced us to reflect, to reminisce, to look back, to understand. How did this happen? What happened? What impact did he make upon us? How have we changed? How do we continue his legacy? And this continues for 6 years. Sheish shonim tizra es sodecha. Let the seed grow. Let it develop for 6 years. And then after 6 years of continuing to nurture and develop, to reflect upon the impact of what we have, not what we had, but what we have, then in the seventh year, the Asafta Es Tevuasa. We're now entering into the seventh year. Perhaps by Hashgacha Pratis, the yard site, we're commemorating the yard site, not at the end of the sixth year, a week into the seventh year. It's a new tekufa. It's a new period of time. The seventh year is a time when we collect, we can take with us the memories, the impact, the hadracha, the chizuk that Rabbi Akiva Shammai has all given us, how he has changed us, and how he has all brought us together.